Okay, Gevach, Shavuot Tov to everyone. We're going to learn a piece of Sichos Eliezer, Rav Lezer Geldzahler, on Parshas Chayesara. At the end of the day, Rav Lezer Geldzahler is Yartzeit coming up to his Kislev, so I thought it would be very shayach to be able to say some Torahs now, leading up to his Yartzeit. Alun Shmi Lunesh Mats for his Yartzeit, Rav Lezer Geldzahler, also for Shem Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda Ben Rivka B'Sosho Chayesral. You know, Rashi tells us that when Sari Menu heard about the Akedah, what happened? The end of the day, the Satan told her, and she saw that Yitzchak was almost slaughtered. And when she saw that, but he wasn't slaughtered, and then her soul flew away. So Pashup Shat, we always grew up that she got a little scared that her son would die. At the end of the day, she lost it. Vashela Yadua, says her blazer, Eich Yitachin Dover Zeh, how could this be possible? Vahalo, Itza Avram, the Yitzchak, Hayo, Vayechu, Shneem, Yachtav, Besimcha. That they went Besimcha, Lamaisa, how could it be that it wasn't Besimcha by Sarah too? Vayech, Yitachin, Shetzlo, Lo, Hayo, Dover, Zeh, also. And you think that Avram went to Arakadia, Yitzchak, without telling Sarah Yemenu? At the end of the day, if they went Besimcha, of course our mother, Sarah Yemenu, and Avram Avinu's wife, also did a Besimcha. Vayech, Yitachin, Shetzlo, Lo, Hayo, Dover, Zeh. How could it be that, Shaykh, says Rav Lezer, that Avram Avinu is a one besimcha and Sarah Imenu wasn't going to be besimcha? Of course Avram Avinu talked about what Sarah Imenu. So it's not like at the end of the day she lost it. So Rav Lezer gives us a total different perspective on how to view this whole entire event. And he bases it on the Torah of the Chasam Sofer and Torah Smosha. And he bases it very similarly also, the Avodah Yisrael, the Kudrat Shemagat says, a very beautiful idea, similar idea as well. Let's see it inside. To understand how Sarah died. The Kudrat Shemagat also says the same idea. Similarly, that she saw that he was almost slaughtered and then her soul flew away. What does that mean? The Omer Chazam Sofer, Shain and Hulahevach Lagarmi, don't think she had a heart attack, Chas V'Shalom. Don't think like a first grade view that at the end of the day she was upset or she was scared or nervous or anxious. Ki Avram Avinu v'Yitzchak Avinu hisigu b'shas ha'akedah madrega nora shel dveikus. You know that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, they reached such a level of clinging to Hashem, such a level of highness, such a level of closeness to the Ribbono shel Olam. At shemachmas ha'dveikus levad hayitzorich nishmasim lefroch mehem. At the end of the day, that dveikus that they reached, that their action they're able to do, and Yitzchak was able to sit there, and Avram was able to pick up the knife and slaughter his son. They reached such a high level of dvikas, so much so that their neshama should have left them. So says the Chasam Sofer, why didn't their neshamas leave them as well? V'hasiba shenishmasa shenishmasham lo parcha. Why didn't they leave? Rak machmas Avram Avinu amar v'nashuva aleichem. It's only because Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer and Yishmael, we'll be back. Piv hechshilu, says the Chasam Sofer. His mouth, at the end of the day, followed him his way. At the end of the day, the Chasam Sofer says, because he said Eliezer, and he told Eliezer and Yishmael that he'll be back. At the end of the day, the koach of his words, that was the thing that held him back and helped his goof stay in this world. Even though their neshamas, Avraham and Yitzchak, they were supposed to go up to Shemaim at such a level of dveikus. Amnam, says the Chasam Sofer, Sarah, Shalom Amra Davar Zeh, Sarah didn't say we'll be back. Zachsa, she merited, L'kalos HaNevash HaGadol HaZeh, she merited to literally her soul uplifted to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mishim Kain, Haisek Dola Yosem Avram. Says the Chasam Sofer, says the Kudrat Shemagid, at the end of the day, Sari Menu's Mesiris Nefesh, Sari Menu's level of post-Akedah was so great, her neshama left her body. Because she didn't say we're going to be back. Shazachsa, Mash Avram, V'Yitzchak, Lo Zachu. And says the Chasam Sofer, a wild thing. What Avram and Yitzchak accomplished, Sarah accomplished even greater. That her level of neshama was able to leave her guf, and able to go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to say at the end of the day, such a simcha gadola, that her son and her husband were able to be able to do the ultimate sacrifice to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Her level was a greater level of Avraham Yitzchak. And it gives us a whole different perspective than the whole Akedas and the whole Indian of Sarah's death. We always grew up, I always grew up saying that Sarah died because she saw her son and her husband almost killed her son. It's not the Peshat, says the Chasam Sofer. Not the Peshat, says the Kojot Magid. At the end of the day, they were on a higher level. Sarah was on a higher level. Of course, Sarah knew that Avram and Yitzchak were going to be able to do that Akedah. You think that Avram and Yitzchak didn't talk about it with Sarah before? Avram didn't talk about it with Sarah before? Says the Chasam Sofer, that Avram and Yitzchak, they were also, their Neshmas was supposed to be Parcha as well. But because they said, we're going to come back. At the end of the day, the tzaddik goes back, Kodesh Baruch and Mekayim. Rashi even brings it on the spot that Avram Avinu was speaking about, but with Nevuah, that we'll be back together. And says the Chazam Sofer, our Blazer explains it so beautifully. Shaidei Simcha Gedola Nistapka V'Parcha Nishmas L'mayla. Because she saw Shekemat V'lo Nishcha Yitzchak, that Avram Avinu Yitzchak were ready to do it, she had such a great Simcha. And at that closeness to the Bona Shalom, her Neshama left herself. Because she didn't have that challenge and that prevention of bringing her back and saying that they will be back. And Reb Blazer just adds in a parenthetical note here. He says, Kishrom Shnei Abirim Alolo, Rom Shef Shel HaHazbir Kol Patsmi Nikotza Nikotza. And says that at the end of the day, you might think like that the words that will be back, V'Nashuv Aleichem, is just a little thing. No. You see that every pasuk and every word is so special. But the Chasam Sofer, the Kujat Shammai, gives us a whole different perspective. At the end of the day, Sari Aminu didn't die of a heart attack, or because she was anxious, or because she was nervous that her husband or son did such a crime, Chas V'Shalom. Her neshama left her because she reached such a level of dveikus to the Ribono Shel Olam. She reached such a high level of closeness, such a simcha that her husband and her son are able to reach such a high level. And that is exactly why her neshama left her. And I think the message for us is very simple. Where is our simcha coming from? Is our simcha coming from our dveikus, or is our simcha coming from our Sunday team winning a game, or from different things? We have to make sure that our simcha, since our blazer, comes from our ruchnius. Our simcha comes from our mesivas nefesh to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why maybe we could just add that we always usually around Chai Sarah is the time we already bench Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is the time of mesivas nefesh of chafrei like Yerech Umaladim, example from different Rishonim, different Achronim. The Chafei Kislev, Chafei is the osios, is the 25 letters of Shema. The whole essence of Chafei Kislev, the whole essence of the Chashmonoim, was Mesiris Nefesh, was the Tvegas to the Ribono Shel Olam. And Be'ezra Hashem Mishvizoche, to follow after Sari Meno, to follow after Avram and Yitzchak, and to understand that, number one, our words are super, super important, to be careful with every single one of our words. That's the lesson we learned from Avram and Yitzchak. But number two, and this is the main message, is that where's our Tvegas? Where's our Simcha coming from, Hashem? Our simcha has got to come from the ruchnis, our dedication, our complete hispatlus, and the serious nevesh to the Ribono Shel Olam. The more we do that, the more we'll be besimcha, and the more we'll be closer to the Ribono Shel Olam one step at a time. And our learning should be as it should be for the Nishmas, the Blazer Gelzahler, as we head on towards his Yorsite, Tet Kislev, Shibmeh Yosher for us, and all of Chai Sobez Hashem Shkach.